And of course, we were in the teeth at that stage of a very aggressive green movement with regard to environmental circumstances around Antarctica, which led us to do a comprehensive environmental impact assessment for Rotherham.
Did anybody try and stop you from building the runway?
Yeah, Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth. And part of the deal with the environmentalists was that we would take somebody down to see the site before we started, and we would take them down to see how it was going. We would have somebody come at the end. So we had a lady called Cassandra Phillips come. Now, we took her down initially to see the site. The construction started, and it was then time to have another visit. Well, lady was not terribly keen. I mean, she'd had a visit to the Antarctic, so why would she want to go back? But I said, the deal is we want the same person to go back so that you can reference it. We're doing due diligence. You've got the due diligence. We went down on the maiden voyage of the James Clark Ross, and Cassandra Phillips said, well, I'll come, but you know, I'm tight on time. She said, I've had to leave a fridge full of food for my husband. As we came down the west coast of the peninsula, we encountered some very, very tough multi-year ice. So as our journey slowed, and we were several days in the ice, not making much progress, Cassandra got more and more uptight about this. By the time we arrived at Rothera, she was basically crawling all over the ceiling. Cheekily, and it was a bit of a wind-up by me, when we arrived at Rothera, I said, look, I will hold this ship at Rothera for however long it takes for you to do a thorough survey. If you need extra days here to do your job, I'll hold the ship here. There wasn't a further visit